Good day, everybody. Albert J. Hernandez, the Untamed Chef for Agnet West. And this is our last day of this week cooking with peaches. It's been a lot of fun. And I hope you learned that there's more to peaches than just simple, you know, cleaning and eating. There's so much we can do with them, and they pair so well with so many different foods and textures and flavors. So I leave you with a sweet note. We are doing a peach and apple tart to 10. This is such a cool dish because it's a lot easier than you think, and it doesn't take a lot of the ingredients. I'll read the ingredients to you, then I'll break down this cooking method for you, and we'll go from there. What we're going to need are 2 peaches diced small, and make sure to always rinse our peaches and take our seeds out. We're going to do an apple sliced very, very thin. Remove all the cores, please. The best way to get the core is to cut the apple in half, then cut the half in half, and then at a 45-degree angle, cut that right off and throw that core away, and it comes off every single time. A tablespoon of peach schnapps, a cup or half a cup of sugar. You could do a cup, but I always say half a cup to start just because you never know how sweet this can really get. 3 tablespoons of raw butter, 1 pinch of nutmeg, and a sheet of puff pastry. In a saute pan, we're going to add our peaches and our apples. We're going to cook them with our raw butter. And then I'm going to add a little bit of pinch of salt. I'm going to add that in there because it's not really called for it in my recipe. However, salt always just makes things a little bit more alive. So a little pinch wouldn't hurt. And then after we saute up our apples and our peaches, we're going to add in our butter. And after we put our butter in, we're going to add in the sugar. And we'll start, like I said, with half a cup of sugar. If you want to go a full cup, that's fine. Remember, though, this is the process of making caramel, and it's a very, very easy process to mess things up fast. So you want to be careful, and I recommend once your caramel starts to get that nice brown kind of color, then we want to go ahead and we want to turn the heat completely down, if not completely off. And what we're going to do is we're going to put a little pinch of nutmeg, mix it into our mixture there. And if you want to throw some cinnamon in there, you can. I didn't put it on the recipe, but it would never hurt. Anything with nutmeg, cinnamon, and sugar is going to be good, and you know it. Next, we're going to do is with this pan, depending on how big our pan is, and I always recommend using about at least a 6 to 8 inch pan, we're going to put a nice piece of puff pastry right over the top. And you want to just get a little bit of egg wash, which is egg with water, and you put that right over the top of there, and a little bit of sugar on top of that puff pastry. You put it in a pan that is made to go in an oven. You throw it in your oven, 375 degrees for about 15 minutes. Flip that pan over, and voila, you got my tart to 10. For this and many more of my Untamed recipes, follow me at www.hhtheuntamedchef.com. And as always, this is Albert J. Hernandez, the Untamed Chef for Agnet West.